Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe with the Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part two of how Yahweh healed my thyroid. Let us continue. So let me read to you, what is Armour Thyroid? Armour Thyroid is a brand name for a natural medication to treat symptoms of low thyroid levels in the body called hypothyroidism. This medicine can be prescribed as beginning therapy for hypothyroidism or low thyroid for those who haven't responded well to synthetic replacement. Now, in my situation, I was never given the synthetic. The function of Armour Thyroid is that it is a combination of thyroid hormones T4 and T3 that act as a replacement for those whose bodies are unable to properly regulate normal thyroid hormone levels. And of course, this was one of the reasons why I could not conceive. And when I did, 50% of the time, I would lose the baby. This medication is made from natural pork thyroid glands, dried, powdered, and compounded, and does not contain gluten or lactose as a filler. Oh my goodness, thank you, it doesn't have gluten or lactose, but it has pork. So, what do we do? Now, let's look at the effect that it has on the body. When the body is unable to produce adequate levels of thyroid hormone naturally and have the ability to regulate carbohydrates, fats, electrolytes, and an immune response can be compromised. And therefore, adding Armour Thyroid hormone replacement may help correct these issues, which it does for many people. Now, let's look at the warning. Possible side effects include chest pains, increased pulse rate, heart palpitations, excessive sweating, intolerance to heat or nervousness, and these may be the signs that you need a dosage adjustment. Therefore, you are to consult your physician. Now, I looked up thyroid desiccated, which that doesn't even sound right, you know, but it goes on the pharmacology report and says that it will help increase the metabolic rate of body tissues. The T4 is only partially absorbed from the GI tract. Absorption varies from 48% to 79%, and fasting increases absorption. The T3 is almost totally absorbed in 4 hours. I encourage you, go online and look up the contraindications, that's C-O-N-T-R-A, indications. Look that up for any drug that you're taking. You can develop hypersensitivity. You could get thyroid toxicosis, which is a term that refers to the hypermetabolic clinical syndrome resulting from the serum levels or elevations in the thyroid hormone. A side effect of this could be thyrotoxicosis, which basically is a type of hyperthyroidism, which means basically your body could be thrown back in the opposite direction and you could end up having heart problems. Ask any person who has taken too much iodine or has hyperthyroid. I've known one that ended up in the hospital and almost died. The heart was racing so much and he actually died and they had to bring him back. And then for hyperthyroidism, the FDA has issued an alert that there could be serious liver injury, including liver failure and death in adults and children that are being treated for this caused by Graves' disease, which again could be a side effect. So the bottom line is by taking thyroid medication, say like Armour Thyroid, you could have hyperthyroid and or have heart problems, liver problems, and go in the opposite direction. Not to mention what and how the body is having to process and take care of that pork. Now, I understand there is some that is made with bovine. So if you are on thyroid medication, perhaps you could ask for it to be bovine instead of pork or pig. So you might want to do some research on that and consult your physician. Which leads us to another topic just for a moment, dental work. Many times, even for bone work on your body and operations, did you know that when they go to graft bone, many times they're using cadaver bone to graft in? These are things that we haven't been stopping to think about. So I have refused to have certain things done to my teeth and because I do not want cadaver bone in my body. For me, I think that that is unclean, having a dead person's bones in my body to graft with mine. I know many people may differ with that, but I think it's not Torah. There is available bovine bone, but you need to ask these things and you need to talk to these things over with your doctors and your dentist. So we may need to ask ourselves, is having our bones grafted to the bones of bovine mixing unlike kind and violating Torah? Is having bone from a cadaver, a dead body, grafting into our bones, is that violating the Torah when it comes to dealing with or touching the dead. These are things that we really need to consider and pray and seek Yahweh for an answer. There is also an artificial substance that they use to graft to your bone. When I had my tooth pulled for the tooth that I cracked, I ended up with the artificial synthetic simply because all they had was cadaver, didn't want that. They were out of bovine, and so I went with the artificial. Now, that doesn't graft as easy, and I basically wasted my money because it wouldn't graft and it fell out through the sutures. So those are things to think about. When you go to the doctors and when you're doing things, ingesting things, ask yourself, what is it you're taking? Look up the contraindications online and pray and ask Father to show you a way out. I believe that if we're patient, He will show us how to get out. I'm not saying that you should go and throw away all your medications. Absolutely not. Consult your physician. Look for an alternative practicing physician. There's actually many MDs out there who have gotten sick and tired of not seeing their patients get well and have started crossing over and then specialize in alternative ways to help heal their patients. I've been to several of them. They're regular MDs, but they're actually looking at a holistic approach for healing to the body. So remember, just like anything else, we are not totally restored. We are in exile, but expect more than just sticking where Father has you. Look to be delivered. Bit by bit, chain by chain, shackle by shackle. That is something Father wants to do for all of us in all areas of our life as we begin to restore how to think and learn Torah and apply it to our lives. And proof in the pudding for me was that I had two very healthy baby boys at the age of 41 and 43. So my thyroid was healed. Now let's talk about some things that interfere with thyroid and things that will help. Your thyroid is a powerful gland in your body. It regulates your metabolism. You could feel it by placing your thumb and fingers over the front surface, just below the little Adam's apple. An essential oil that is used by many is Vitality. You can find it by going to the Hebrew Nation radio store and clicking on Health and Wellness and then going to Blends, and you will find Vitality. What we do with that is we take the essential oil and we place it right there over the thyroid area, basically the neck area down into the crevice right between your collarbones, and do that a couple of times a day and or in the afternoon when you're feeling down or tired. Do that, and if you can take the barley life with it at the same time, that is an excellent way to start feeding back your thyroid. The vitality, the oils and the vitality will be absorbed into the thyroid area. And if you could also take the barley life, then you're feeding yourself nutritionally from the inside with kelp and barley, which is good for the blood and many other things. Now, the thyroid manufactures four different basic compounds, only one of which is active thyroid hormone. This is called T4 or thyroxin. It travels to all the parts of your body and affects every one of the cells in your body. But your thyroid cannot make any thyroid hormone unless it has a sufficient level of iodine. This is where you want to start putting real salt in your diet. And I don't mean the brand called Real Salt, but something like Celtic salt or Celtic salt, depending on how you pronounce that. It's a little bit gray and you can get it at your local health food store. Or go online. I believe there's a Redmond salt. Look at salts that are whole, the way Yahweh created them, with all the minerals intact. The salt that we take in is much like the white flour that everything's been stripped from. The sugar has been stripped from all the minerals. So these are things we need to look at in our lives. Our flours, our sugars, and our salt are not intact with the vitamins and minerals that Father has given us. Remember when we talked about essential oils and their modalities in the beginning of the Shemin series, we talked about why some people don't use essential oils internally, only for aromatherapy. That is considered the British Indo-German methods, whereas the French method believes that you take the whole of the oil and distill it, not just a constituent here and there. So if you miss that, get that whole concept. That's the same thing with the herbs and why you don't take vitamins that are extracted. They're not as absorbable and assimilated into the body as when it's put in the right ratio that Father created in the plants originally. So if you don't have enough iodine, enough good salt, not to mention all the other things that salt does for the body and the electrolytes, and remember, your body is an electrical light being that Father created. We'll cover this more in some other shows. I want to do a show on reflexology. Is it demonic? How the body is an electrical being and how essential oils and linen affects that body and helps protect it because it works with the light and energy that Father put in the body. It's basically physics that Father created. Now, if you are exposed to iodine leaching agents such as fluoride, chlorine, or bromine, then your thyroid will not work. So we need to check the fluoride in your water supply. Chlorine and thousands of other chemicals are in your water and when you go swimming. Remember that your skin is the largest organ of your body. So if you swim a lot and you're in a chlorine pool, you're leaching thyroid out of your body. Bromine is present as a food additive in many wheat products like pasta. Now, again, there is wheat that's organic and not genetically modified, and then there's wheat that has a problem, and because of the way things have been growing, maybe wheat's not a good thing for you. If you're gluten intolerant, maybe you should be looking at spelt or kamut or rice or quinoa or some other ways of putting grains in your body. So fluoride and chlorine, two major things most people are not taking care of in their diets and their drink and their surrounding, even when you take a bath, when you take a shower. Now, I was familiar with the fact that chlorine and fluoride would interfere with the thyroid. And I knew it was bad for your health. I knew that it hurt the brain. And in some countries over in Europe, it was outlawed. But I started doing research for this show, and I was actually shocked and amazed. Some of that stuff I have tried to cram into the commercial that you're going to hear. But here's some other information. This toxic poison fluoride, which is a slow, silent killer, is known to destroy your digestive enzyme, your nerve cells. It blocks magnesium from being absorbed into the body, which is needed for your bones. It kills sperm cells. Therefore, it contributes to infertility. It can cause mineral loss needed for the bones and teeth and aids formation of kidney stones. It disrupts collagen that's needed for the skin and your ligaments and your tendons and your muscles and your lungs and your kidney and your trachea and your bones and your teeth. It can cause arthritis stiffness and bone and teeth deformity. Fluoride can even keep plants that are irrigated with fluoridated water from making chlorophyll. Now, part of my healing process in reflection was I had been removed from city water, moved to Northwest Montana, lived up near the Canadian border, had fresh mineral water, spring mountain water, glacier water actually. And after having done all the things that I did to go through to help aid and heal my body and thyroid, after 3 months, not having soda pops, coffee, drinks, and having clear mountain water, I was able to conceive, after 10 years of infertility, two baby boys back to back at ages 41 and 43. Now, that is something to think about and put in your thinking cap when you're thinking about what are we ingesting and what are these silent, stealth things that are in our diets, in our food. We'll be right back after this short message. What do you have in common with rat and roach poison, Prozac, nerve gas, hypnotic and psychiatric drugs, Nazi Germany ghetto and Auschwitz camps, MK-Ultra mind control programs, and cost-effective lobotomies, which dumb down the mass of society, making them complacent and immoral, and lowering children's IQs? Did you know your participation in this happens when you brush your teeth, use mouthwash, or when you drink water, including coffee, tea, soda, fruit juices, canned soups, black and red tea leaves, and other drinks? Are you participating in drinking unpurified water, which is included in your food products, which contain chlorine and fluoride? Participation by ingesting or even taking a bath or shower with this toxic poison fluoride is known to contribute to thyroid dysfunction, osteoporosis, and cancer. Did you know fluoride was introduced using Nazi war criminal scientists who had done experiments on the Jews during World War II and were given refuge in this country? Stop participating in this and purify your water. Water is symbolic of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, and we need it to have life and plenty of it. Start with helping to reduce the amount of fluoride and chlorine, which is known to inhibit thyroid function and contribute to many other health issues, by investing in a Dalton water purification system. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Remnant Remedy and look for the Dalton water purification systems. Welcome back to the Remnant Mama Show. We do carry a full line of Dalton Birkfield products for you to put under your sink or above your sink, and pressurized systems, filtering systems. We do carry under the counter and on top of the counter filtering systems that you can put in your home to help eliminate the fluoride and the chlorine. Presently, not all of the systems are loaded into the shopping cart. However, we do have an above counter and a below counter system loaded that will remove fluoride and chlorine from your water. So contact me about free shipping and more information so that we can help you before we can get the manpower to get all that information on the website. Also, you may want to look at filters for your shower head and for your bath. When you take a bath, you want to eliminate the chlorine and the fluoride that your body's absorbing. Fortunately, we live on a well system, so we don't have to deal with the chlorine and the fluoride, but many people do. As a special promotion for listening to this radio show, be sure to contact me and find out how you can get free shipping on a Dalton water system. Remnant Remedy carries the true original Dalton and British Birkfield water systems, not the Berkey imitation. So, by not taking enough iodine in with the proper salt and by leaching it out with chlorine and fluoride, our body cannot produce what the thyroid needs. Therefore, it becomes useless. And the thyroid controls many body functions. One of the primary functions of the thyroid is to regulate our metabolism. And the more that this thyroid hormone circulates in the body, the more your metabolism is increased. Your metabolic rate determines whether or not you lose or gain weight. This is why we do things like exercise to get more blood to each of the cells, to oxygenate those cells, and make sure that our body's taking in the proper nutrients to build the thyroid and not to attack it. Another thing to consider and look at is chasteberry or Vitex. We do carry a Vitex essential oil. However, it's a little pricey because it's harder to obtain and distill in the distillation process. You can get Vitex or chasteberry in a capsule form or a tincture form. Vitex or chasteberry is a nutritional herb. That means it needs to build up in your system, nutritionally building your body. So it takes about 3 to 6 months to really build your body up and have it react nutritionally to the herb. It's not like, say, echinacea that immediately goes in and attacks the virus or bacteria, whatever it is you're fighting, and gets your T cells going right away. For instance, if you were taking capsules, you would take 2 to 3 a day for about 12 weeks, and then you could go back to approximately one a day. If you were doing the Vitex oil, you would do about 1 to 2 drops a day, and then after 12 weeks, you could go back to one a day. It's a good thing to keep in mind that many times on nutritional herbal supplements, the recommended dosage is a maintenance dosage. So you usually want to double, triple, or quadruple that. If you're not sure, contact the manufacturer of the product and they will tell you, is it a maintenance dose? And you need to find out what is the stoking up dosage when you're first starting to take an herb. I, as a general rule, will look at the recommended dosage and at least double it, just because I've worked with some other companies that I know that's how they do it. So check into that. 2 to 3 capsules of Vitex is going to cost you approximately 25 cents a day. It's going to cost you twice that much to do one drop of Vitex oil. Essential oils can penetrate and go into the body and are stronger than a dry herb. Again, I covered the difference between a dry herb and an essential oil and their potency and frequency. And you can go back and listen to those shows by going to remnantremedy.net and going down to the bottom and clicking on our podcast, or do a search on Hebrew Nation Radio for shows on Shemen. I have in the past used the dry herb because I didn't know there was an oil and I didn't have access to it. I take the Vitex oil now for menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, which you can also do with rose geranium, but I wanted to feed the pituitary. And this is the reason why we take chasteberry and or Vitex, is because it feeds the pituitary gland, and the pituitary gland is what basically controls and is the general commander of your other hormones in your body. So the way I learned this was after my last baby was born and I was having some issues, and I went to the herbalist and discovered that she provided the information, the research, that in order to overcome the depression, postpartum depression that I was having because of the extreme stress that I was under with a father dying, a mother sick, a daughter that needed therapy every day with severe, severe scoliosis, and a toddler and a baby that was born prematurely because of a fall, an accident I had, no matter what I did during the day, no matter how hard I worked, it wasn't enough to heal my daughter. It wasn't enough to make my father well. It wasn't enough to make sure that my baby's heart was going and he was breathing, because I used to have to stimulate him every day for 3 months because he was born prematurely and he wasn't ill. His brain just was not developed as much. So he couldn't like breathe and eat or breathe and go potty at the same time. So what I found was I was angry and I didn't understand why. I couldn't understand. And then I prayed about it and I discovered that my anger really was depression. I felt helpless, totally helpless, that all these things were going on and nothing that I did, no matter how much I was willing to work 24 hours a day, it wasn't enough. And I had to learn to depend on Father, that when I'm weak, He is strong and to carry us through. And I discovered the Chasteberry and the Vitex, and I took it along with the recommended dosage of St. John's Wort to help me. And within a matter of 2 or 3 months, I was fine, and that anger and that depression was gone. And I didn't have to go to a doctor, and I didn't have to get a prescription and get on Prozac or some other kind of antidepressant medication that would have all these other side effects that we hear about in the news all the time. Now, let me mention here, my baby was born prematurely because of an accident. The other toddler had spilt water on tile, and I did not know. And when I walked into the room, I went flying through the air and fell, and it put me into contractions. The fact that I had been juicing and all that needed to be nutritionally sound was what gave my baby and me a chance to survive during the ordeal. For 3 months, I never slept more than 2 hours total for 30 minutes at a time. I am not exaggerating. We were able to continue pumping and nursing, and we did this through chlorophyll, carrot juicing, celery juicing, grapefruit juicing, and perseverance with prayer. The enemy tried to take the seed, prevent the conception, and he tried to take the baby. And I had a visitation from Father before the birth. I knew there was going to be an attack. I'll cover that in a future show on how Father walked me through that. And again, look at putting kelp in your diet. Look at putting bladderwrack, which is basically a kind of kelp, and the barley life. You're putting excellent nutrition. You're helping balance your pH in the body, and you're putting in the kelp with the barley life. We have a product called pH Balance that also helps balance the body and detox and build the immune system. And I encourage you to go online and at Remnant Remedy and read that information. Now, let me address a few other things that happen to people with low thyroid. One is their feet get very dry and crack. Now, besides nutrition, juicing, taking kelp, chlorophyll, to build up the body, you can use salve. We have a Remnant Mama basic salve that is made out of virgin olive oil, expeller, organic coconut oil, and Montana beeswax. You can use that on your skin, for your feet, for your hands, for your face, for wounds. I do not buy or spend money on chemicals and moisturizers. I use the gift that Father gave us on the olive oil and the coconut oil and the beeswax. For added medicinal healing properties, then I add essential oils. You can take that Remnant Mama basic salve, put it on the bottom of your feet. If you want, add some other essential oils like lavender or blends of sandalwood or hadassah or even rose blend, which has the highest frequency that's been tested in the essential oils. Cucumber seed, which is very healing for skin and hair because of the silica that's in it. Put it on every night, every morning, put your socks on. Even if you do it just once a day before you go to bed, put the salve on your feet, put some serenity with it to help calm you. It will soak through the bottom of your feet. For thyroid, a lot of us have thin eyebrows, and you can use a cucumber seed oil to help with the hair growth. It also helps with wrinkles on the skin. It's very good to put under the eyes for puffiness, and it's very refreshing, and the smell is just out of this world. You can use the cucumber oil by itself, or you can use the salve right on top of it for moisturizing. Men love it for when they're outside working and it's cold, because it will help moisturize the hands and keep them from cracking and drying. Add some Purify, add some tea tree, add some lavender. Look at the different oils that are soothing for the skin and use a basic salve. It's less expensive in the long run, and it's good for your body. And Father created it all. I hope these two shows on thyroid have been helpful to you, and Father will use them to help you brainstorm and seek the Ruach as to what you can do to have your body restored. For He leads the righteous man, the set-apart woman and man, to a life of abundance if we will just listen and follow. The number one thing that we need in our lives is to know and hear His voice, Shema, and He will lead us out of Egypt, spiritually and physically. May your garments always be white and your head lack no shemen. Shalom.